Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, September 14th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for this opportunity. Stand here and represented from citizens of Jefferson County. I ask that you bless this court with your divine wisdom. I ask that you protect all the families of Jefferson County as well as those that support by the I ask also pray for those that so peace and pure domestically protecting our democracy. I ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Let's pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Begin our meeting today with one item under purchasing, which is item A, to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for an invitation for bids for a term contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County with Members Building Maintenance for a second additional 1-year renewal from September 21st, 2015 through September 20th, 2016. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Deb, we have these attachments on here, Ms. Loma. We never could pull them up. You know, the blue attachment that we're supposed to be able to open up and read in the court. What all does this cover?
That's the entire camera.
Including my building?
Yes.
Did you see the note I made about having someone during the day?
Yeah.
Okay, and it won't affect the contract?
No, sir.
And that's what I was concerned about, them being kind, because it stopped all the complaints. You know, we've had zero complaints.
Right, balanced out.
But I want to make sure it's in writing that we want that for the continuation of this contract.
Yes.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, any other discussion on that item under purchasing? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to County Airport. Item A is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute the application for a Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Project Grant number 31 in the amount of $3,373,832 with FAA funds providing $3,036,448 and the local match providing $337,384, and that's for the runway 1230 reconstruction. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? The only thing I'd note is that that's likely a grant that we would not get were it not for the presence of American Airlines here, so we're thankful for their continued work, which has brought in millions of dollars in airport improvement project grant funding. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Precinct 3 for a replacement for a truck out of laborer's line item. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the district clerk for additional costs for travel in the amount of $144. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the 279th District Court for additional costs for employee insurance in the amount of $2,000. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for agriculture replacement of a laptop in the amount of $450. Item E is to consider and approve a budget transfer for veterans for additional costs for postage in the amount of $100. Item F is to consider and approve renewal of the Title IV-E Child Welfare and Legal Services contract with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services for the period October 1st, 2015 through September 30th, 2016. Item G is to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and the Port Arthur Independent School District regarding the provision of ASAP deputy constables. Contract period is October 1st, 2015 to 9/30/2016. And item H is regular county bills, check number 411705 through 411958. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion.
I was just going to ask Kathleen if you had a chance to review that interlocal. Is there any changes or anything like that? Okay, thank you.
And has the issue, and for the public that may be watching on television or not familiar with the ASAP program, it's the program whereby Port Arthur Independent School District reimburses the county for all its costs for providing deputy constables to work the truancy program in the Port Arthur Independent School District to assure that as many of those students as can possibly be motivated to attend classes or there and in class, because it affects their funding. Mr. Swain, everything's been worked out as far as automobile insurance is concerned?
We're still in the process, even a year later. We didn't have any accidents this last year, but we're trying to secure some reasonable insurance. The last quote we had was rather high, so we've been working with risk management, trying to see what we can do to get something that's reasonable. It seems to be a high policy when you have law enforcement and separate vehicles, and not a big group policy because it's only about nine cars.
With limited liability.
Yeah, it's more for the collision. You know, because they have to pay for the car. That's, you know, if the car gets wrecked, you know, they have to pass it.
Also, Patrick, with the new legislation that's passed this last session, I think that's going to impact some of the funding that we recoup from this program when they do fines and different things. Have you looked at that?
I hadn't had a chance to look at that.
I think that's something that we probably going to have to look at, because there are some new laws about what they can do, how they're going to fight.
Oh, yeah, but the truancy
I think that's
program,
primarily going to impact the JP courts.
Right.
Which is what I'm saying. They're probably going to come back to our budget sooner or later. Sometime.
Well, yeah, it may from a revenue standpoint on the fines, but it, and I don't know what the collection percentages were running on that. I don't know that it was real high, but the,
Patrick.
We've made it clear in the interlocal agreement that all of our expenses of the county that are associated with our joint venturing with them to provide this service are reimbursed to us. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk, have several items. Item A is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement with the City of Port Arthur to conduct a joint election for the November 3rd, 2015 constitutional amendment election and the City of Port Arthur special election. Item B is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file a notice of early voting locations and hours for the November 3rd, 2015 joint election. Item C is consider and possibly approve countywide polling locations for the November 3rd, 2015 joint election. Item D is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file notice of election for the November 3rd, 2015 joint election constitutional amendments for the City of, and the City of Port Arthur special election. And when I say joint elections, we're not having a vote to legalize marijuana. So, Ms. Guidry, is there anything that you want to say in regard to any of these items? Are the countywide polling locations going to change any from last year?
The only one change was the rec center in
That's right.
But that's just for this November. Next year, though, we're going to work to get a better location. Is that correct? You're working with them?
Well, I think you're supposed to be working with them on what locations we're going to use for the primary, because they're having some issues. They don't want us in city buildings. They don't want us in school buildings. So I don't know where Needham wants us.
Well, we're at the city. We're at the city building now.
It's up the city hall, but the city hall isn't big enough to accommodate us for large elections. So we're looking. We've asked them to allow us to use the. They have a public library Needleland Public Library, which is a large facility, plenty of parking, but they're having issues, I think, for us to use that building, so I don't know.
But for right now, though, we're set with the Henson Building and City Hall, right?
For the November election.
For this November.
Right.
And then, so next year's what we gotta work on with some, maybe a larger location, correct?
Right, we need something confirmed at least, you know, by January for the primary election.
The Henson Building, the old,
That's on Atlanta.
EDC building.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty close to the City Hall, too.
Right, they're like real close to each other, and that's one of the things that the voters complained about the last time, is that, you know, the buildings were right next to each other.
Let me visit with them and see what we can come up with some available options for next year. We got this November covered, seem to be satisfied with that, but let's talk about next year, okay?
Yeah, and had nothing like a crosstown for them to go to.
Also, the Port Arthur election will be held where can you vote?
You can vote at the Sub Courthouse.
At the Sub Courthouse for the city election.
And at the Port Arthur Library.
And the Port Arthur Library, I know it's gonna be confusing.
All the election day polling locations, everything within the precincts are gonna be open.
That's just for this city election alone, you know, because usually city elections is at City Hall, and I just wanna make sure people understand that for the record.
Right.
Usually it's at City Hall, but for this special election, it'll be at the Sub Courthouse and the library.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Very good, thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled. Although we are, according to Texas A&M and the State Department of Emergency Management, seeing some drier air. I think we don't have any call by any of the rural chiefs for any burn ban at this time, do we, Mr. Fountain? Item B is to consider holding a closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.0725 regarding a contract being negotiated and finding that deliberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect on the position of the Commissioner's Court in negotiations with a third person. And via addendum, item C is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the resignation of Jim Rich from the Sabine Neches Navigation District Board of Directors effective Monday, September 14th, 2015, and he had relocated his residence outside of Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on those two items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? I think we certainly want to extend our appreciation to Mr. Rich, who has served the Navigation District admirably. I was with him in many meetings, and he was working to with the state legislature over the last two sessions and the governor's office to obtain the authority to utilize transportation reinvestment zone and other modes of financing for waterway improvements, not just highway improvements. And there was great success it had there that will hopefully further along the project for the deepening of the Sabine Neches waterway as we go into possible funding from the federal government this fall, if they can come up with a budget. So we are very thankful to Mr. Rich for his service.
Judge, I want to echo that. Jim was my appointment to that board several years ago, and he has done an outstanding job, not only locally, but in the state level and at the federal level, helping to facilitate some of the funding and getting the legislation through some very difficult committee hearings and processes. So hats off to him for his efforts in that regard, and I wish him well in whatever future he may get himself into as a retirement. You know, it might be a third career coming for him, who knows?
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Tax Assessor Collector, we have one item. A is to receive and file an execute agreement between Jefferson County and Kroger Texas LP to issue motor vehicle license registration stickers, which was approved by Commissioner's Court last Monday. Have a motion on that item.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. And immediately following the closing of court and the time that our friends from Lamar are able to get the equipment out, we'll call to order the executive session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.0725.
And Judge, I want to, before we totally close it out, I want to, number one, let everyone know that we have our second health fair. It's 13th annual health fair. Take yourself and loved one to the doctor days. It'll be this Saturday at the 19th at Cathedral of Faith Baptist Church. That's 3755 Finette Road from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It was a great time at French Elementary, formerly French Elementary, now May Jones Clark, where, of course, the Lions Club is always the ones that really the most busiest because they check your eyes and give you reading glasses and things of that nature. But there was quite a bit of people who came out, and it was blood pressure check, diabetes check, cholesterol check, and those eye screens and audiology from Lamar University. And so we're ecstatic to have that, have the opportunity to provide that to them. And the 101, Diabetes 101, which is put on by our Ag Life Extension, is very good for the citizens in our county because we have a large number. When you start looking at the percentage-wise of people with diabetes in our community, we are on the level of a Bear in the Harris County. So we have to start doing some things to educate our community. Thank you for giving me that opportunity.
Thank you. We certainly want to ask everybody in the area to take advantage of those opportunities to get your health checked. Anything further, Commissioners?
How about them Cowboys?
All right. If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.